It's our friends over at Hillsdale College. So many, and I don't need to tell you that there's a lot of bad stuff happening on universities today. You've seen it. You've seen a lot of the video. Hillsdale College is a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan, and the pursuit of truth and the defense of liberty are hallmarks of what they do since they were founded in 1844. And they're not doing critical race theory. They're doing critical thinking, because that's really what they're supposed to be doing, is making sure that people can think critically when so many people don't think anymore. They were founded to offer the kind of education that is required to preserve civil and religious liberties, and they hold true to that mission today. You can see what they do via a short video that shows you how Hillsdale's work is effective in defending American liberty, not just on its Michigan and D.C. campuses, but also across the country. You can find it at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds and improving hearts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man alive. Now, we love our Florida men. This guy, though, you can't be doing this stuff. Sheriff says that a Florida man was tased and arrested because he got drunk in Marathon, Florida, and just decided to go all Wild West and followed Joe Biden's advice and shoot his gun randomly in the air. You can't do that. Robert Phillips of Punta Gorda faces charges of discharging a weapon in public. He was in the commission of a felony, using his gun while he was drunk as a skunk. Then he tried to resist arrest, fleeing and eluding, assault, DUI. So he added a whole bunch of charges upon his name. He was riding a bicycle in the area. Deputies asked him to stop. He didn't do it. So they, like, why? You're riding a bike. Just get off your bike. But then they tased him. He continued to resist arrest. They found a 40 cal in his possession. And then a witness said that he was threatening to kill people. A second witness said they saw him just shooting it up in the air multiple times. You can't be doing that. They did find shell casings, all kinds of stuff. This guy, and then he kept saying he was drunk, so that's why he's doing it. Yeah, that's not an excuse. Not at all. And this is one way to make sure you get super arrested. An Orlando man was accused of ramming a stolen car into a police vehicle. Yes, you heard that correctly. A stolen car rammed it into a police vehicle. Cela White now faces multiple charges. He's in custody. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, this thing is so cool. Great Florida-based company. Have been longtime partners with this program. And I got a lot of Kel-Tec stuff. They have the Sub 2K. They also have the PMR-30 and the CMR-30. The CMR-30, the carbine, I love the PMR-30. It's one of my favorite all-around reliable Kel-Tec weapons. And if you're recoil shy, PMR-30 is great for personal home defense. But I like it. I mean, it's a great 22. I like the PMR-30 because when I am taking other people to the range or when my kids were coming up, this was... And training with firearms and handguns, the PMR-30 was great for target acquisition. It's great for, you know, all range day plinking. It's good for backpacking, camping, boating, all that good stuff. 30 round, 22 magnum capacity. You also have fiber optic front and rear sights. You got excellent target acquisition, integrated accessory rail for mounting a light. I just love this. I love this. And the CMR-30 is no different. Love the CMR-30 as well. You can find, and that's the PMR-30's big brother, by the way. It's just a ballistic advantage. You can learn more about the PMR-30 at KeltecWeapons.com. Follow them on social media as well. KeltecWeapons.com, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
It was very important to send a very clear message to anyone who might seek to take advantage of the conflict in Gaza to threaten our personnel here or anywhere else in the region. Don't do it.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't do it,
Dan. That's like watered down Nike. Don't do it. Biden, don't do it. Oh, my gosh. Republicans, why are you not running with that on a shirt?
I know.
And instead of the swoosh, it's like a fart dust, fart cloud. Why is that? These are free, man. The other stuff I'm going to charge y'all for. I'm going to charge you. Charge that RNC for. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Woo, boy. Yeah, my message to these people is just don't. Biden, don't do it. What is that supposed to do? Now, I don't know if they are. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. I don't know if they're trying to carry. What is the phrase? Walk softly, carry a big stick. Yes. Is that kind of what they're trying to do? Because so apparently, you know what? This was a rare thing. I don't know if you guys saw this news over the weekend. This, I'm going to get the day because it's, yeah, so this was just yesterday when this news was announced. This is a very rare thing for the military to announce. So we moved a guided missile submarine, nuclear powered, into the Middle East. They never do that. They don't, CENTCOM doesn't go out there and be like, guys, by the way, our stuff is getting moved here to the Middle East. It's where it is. We don't ever do that. So it was an Ohio-class sub entering its area of responsibility. That's a terrifying phrase. I mean, for people who aren't us, right? Yes, we've moved all of our badass baddie weapons into an area of responsibility. Oh, you have you? Mm-hmm, yes. I've moved my fist into an area of responsibility. I'm going to start saying that all the time now. Man, I wish I knew that phrase when I was younger with my kids, because I, when they were a little bitty and I could whoop them. I mean, when they were bad, not just like randomly. What kind of person do you think I am? I'm going to move my hand into an area of responsibility here if you don't take it. So they had a, I love his social media post. Everything is stupid. Everything is on social media. I get it. That's how all the people in the Matrix get everything. You know, social media is the Matrix. You know this, right? I hope you, sidebar, I hope you all realize this. You're already in the Matrix. Social media is the Matrix. You don't have to be in a pot of goo hooked up to something like a Dyson vacuum and not be in like meat space and think that digital is real. You are already in the Matrix. Just FYI. So anyway, rare announcement. Nuclear powered sub arrived in the Middle East. They said it's a message of deterrence. A message of deterrence directed at regional adversaries. It's a big baddie. And they said that I know that all my Navy friends love it when I describe this. It's great. They posted the announcement. It's in the, it went through the Suez Canal, and they didn't, it's just, we have four Ohio class guided missile subs, or SSGNs, SIGINs, which are former ballistic missile subs converted to fire Tomahawk cruise missiles rather than the nuke tip ballistic missiles. They each come with 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles. That's standard capacity, guys. Standard capacity, 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles. 50% more than the U.S. guided missile destroyers pack, four times what the U.S. Navy's newest attack subs have. And they also carry up to 1,000-pound high-explosive warhead. So I love the guy, how he was describing it to the press. U.S. Pacific Command's Joint Intel Center told the press that, he said, SSGNs can deliver a lot of firepower very rapidly. You're going to incinerate quickly. So we've moved it into this area, and we got a whole bunch of assets. We got two carrier strike groups. What do we got? Another big warship, I think, that the brass is on. I think we got the Vice Admiral or something like that on one of these ships out there. We got a lot of stuff. That's what you need to know. So I'm just, and they announced this. They announced this, that this was happening. You know that they announced it because they want Iran to see that we're moving stuff in. Now, here's something to note. Iran, historically, has never just, they don't just respond to language. I'm not saying, guys, for all the people out there, and I've been a neocon before, or an anti-neocon since before the anti-neocon knew that how to abuse the phrase and use it inaccurately. It's not the same thing. This is peace through strength. Because Iran has never ever, you can't just say, uh-uh, to Iran. They don't care. You have to actually basically have your fist just a second from their head before they believe that you really mean it when you say don't do it. So what I'm saying is this their dippy way of walking softly and carrying a big stick? The messaging still is stupid. I don't know if they think that's cool. Don't. Really? Steve is getting this from me because I told, this is not the way that I would have done it. So one of my favorite movies. I have several. They're all very highbrow, as you can imagine. Actually, one of them is. One of them is Death Proof from Quentin Tarantino, which is one of the best chick flicks ever made. It's Death Proof. It's a chick flick all the way. It's amazing. Has everything you want. And I also love Tropic Thunder. And so my idea, if I were Anthony Blinken or if I were messaging and crafting messaging for the administration, I would channel Les Grossman, the notorious agent from Tropic Thunder. Now, let me just set the stage. You remember in Tropic Thunder, Tug Speedman had been captured by Flaming Dragon, the terrorist group in the Southeast Asia. And Matthew McConaughey was his agent. And he's like, they got this guy. They had no idea who they were dealing with. They thought it was a competing agency. Les Grossman didn't care. He was too busy talking about the Goody Room and a G5. He didn't care. So Les Grossman had it already. Here you got McConaughey's character in Les Grossman's office. Les Grossman's this big Hollywood, it played by Tom Cruise brilliantly, by the way. It was one of the funniest roles I've ever seen anybody in. This is just how I would handle the messaging on this, a la Les Grossman. Listen.
This is Les Grossman. Who is this?
This is Flaming Dragon!
Okay, Flaming Dragon. Face. First, take a big step back and literally
your own face!
Now, I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there, and I will rain down on a godly firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the United Nations and get a binding resolution to keep me from destroying you. I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
And there you have it. That should be the response. And then just put up as this message is being conveyed from the podium. Then just have pictures of our sub going through the Suez. Have all the pictures of our tools of warfare. You can have short stack down in North Korea parade the five tanks he's got. I mean, I love that they got tanks. I mean, shut up. Do you even have fuel to run them? Can you get from Pyongyang to where you need to go? I don't think so. And in Russia, they have like a bunch of falling apart equipment. No. We don't need to have parades. We just got pictures. Our stuff isn't in the square. Our stuff is out in the world. That's where our stuff is. Because we got peace through strength. By God, we didn't want to be world's police. We don't want to be world's police. We're not nation builders. But here's the message. We want to be left alone as Americans. And we want you to leave our allies alone. Because we understand that if you compromise our allies and you steamroll them over, much like Hitler did in Europe, then one day you could be trying to rain hell down upon us. And that we just cannot abide. Now, if you disagree, that's just like your opinion, man, to quote the great Jeff Lebowski, but you're wrong. No, this is peace through strength. We have these things to want to not use them. But if the bear is poked and we have to use these things, oh my gosh, we will literally just incinerate you. I don't care how many generations it needs to go deep in order for you to never try to do this to people again. In order for never again to mean something, it has to be felt. All right, so there's a movie out. If you are looking for something to view this weekend or looking, you want to go to the theater or you want to go see a great film, there's a new film out from the studio that brought you The Sound of Freedom and The Chosen. And these are films that were really, really well done. One of my biggest criticisms of so many films that kind of originate on the right or in the faith-based community is that it seems like production value was always secondary. The Angel Studios really, really focuses on just top-notch production, and they really do great films. I mean, they just look, really beautiful, and they're really well done. And their next one, After Death, which is in theaters now, and you can purchase your tickets online at angel.com/Dana, it explores the mystery of what happens, what could happen after we die. And it looks at the perspective, looks at it from the perspective of individuals who have gone through this, who had a situation where they, you know, they were flatlined, their heart stopped beating, and they went, you know, to the realm beyond. And it talks about their experiences, first person accounts, but they also incorporate, unlike anybody else, very careful research. So it's the perfect marriage of scientific knowledge and philosophy and faith to paint a fascinating picture of what life could be like in the next realm. To find a theater near you and to purchase tickets online, you can go to angel.com/Dana, and you can also pay it forward. You know, you can purchase a ticket from someone else. So if you're someone that would love to go see it, but you know, times are tough and you can't really swing tickets, you can actually go, and generous fans have paid it forward for you, and you can get a free ticket at angel.com/Dana. So leave your preconceptions at the door. Prepare for a never before seen glimpse into what the next life could entail. And after death, in theaters now. Get your tickets today. Pay it forward. Angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After death, the end is only the beginning. PG-13.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, this is a real story. There's a demand for unvaccinated sperm. Women are turning to shady Facebook groups looking for donors who did not get the shot.
Like, trust me, bro, I didn't get the shot.
I guess it's like couples that are looking to have kids, or I don't know. They said that they're women from both the US and UK, young professionals. All kinds of stuff. First off, make sure you're married. doesn't that say a lot? That says a lot. What in the world? I don't know if I want to. Can we just have Smodcom? An author came out as a transgender man after her wife, what came out after her husband came out as a trans woman.
Confusing.
So it's a husband and wife that's swapped genders, and they have a son who is now a daughter, and they also have a relationship with another trans couple. It's like doing algebra, and I just have to say every single one of these people are heinously ugly as members of the opposite sex, like to the nth degree. They are so not attractive. Anyway, I can't believe that's a headline today, but it is. Okay, so I'm going to dig at a couple of others that we had that I didn't get to last time as well. SAG-AFTRA is reviewing the studio's last, best, and final offer. They had a big CEO meeting today. Now, you know Zuckerberg's been training for apparently an MMA fight. Well, he had a torn ACL, and he's had to undergo surgery for it. He was training for an MMA competition. He revealed on Friday that he underwent surgery, and he's on the road to recovery. This is so weird. It's like so weird that he's doing this, but, you know, I don't know. The mortgage market is so bad right now, mortgage lenders are demanding laid-off workers return their bonuses. That's how bad things are. I know. This also is a real headline. Alabama mayor and a very bad Baptist pastor, F.L. Bubba Copeland, shot himself after he was outed for dressing as a transgender curvy girl named Brittany, spelled with three I's, Blair, and uploading photos a la Hunter Biden. Yeah. I have no. Why are all of the worst headlines in this segment? All of them, the worst headlines ever. Death by bowling ball. This is from the Bronx. This is also really a horrible way to go, man. A 44-year-old man was killed by his younger brother with a bowling ball in an apartment complex. NYPD is investigating a violent death that took place at the Concourse Village Apartments. A 44-year-old man was found dead in a trash bag. They said that his younger brother, 41, Jason, killed him using a bowling ball. So you know how that was done. That was a really rough way to go. The younger brother has not been arraigned yet, but he's facing charges of murder and manslaughter. People say that who live in the building say they're shocked. They said it's been pretty peaceful here. They don't really. The reason that it was found, he stuffed his brother's body in a bag and left it under the bed. And the father of two of the brothers, he was contacted apparently about the smell. That's so heinous. I can't. Okay, so here's the other question we were debating. Because I said this and you probably were like, what? Being a woman, I don't go in the men's bathrooms, right? So I don't know what y'all do in there. I'm glad I don't. I mean, I don't like public restrooms anyway because they're all weird. Especially nowadays, because you can have it's ma'am who like rolls up in a bathroom anymore. I mean, good grief. I did not know that all you dudes had a urinal rule. Yeah. I did not know this. I saw a meme that's going around. The rule is basically if you have a wall of urinals, they all don't get used. They will all never be used at the same time.
Well, that is not necessarily
no.
100%, but mostly true.
Like if the fate of humanity depended on all of them being used at once and you all had to use and you couldn't wait, then yes. But I don't. The rule, as I have been told, and I did not believe you guys about this. I thought that it was coming from dramatic people, including members of my own family. I did not know that it is like an actual thing. So if there's like, say, four urinals in a row on a wall, only two of them are allowed to be used at once, basically. Correct?
Well, it depends. How many urinals are against the wall?
I just said four.
Well, then even number would mean you want to choose the one at the very end or the one end or the other so that there's at least one or two options for somebody coming in behind you.
Yeah, but are you telling me that if there's four urinals in a row, four,
yeah,
and you have one person who comes and uses this one and then a person on one end and one person uses the one on the other end, the two in the middle.
That's a tough one.
What happens?
Well, usually,
does someone wait?
There's usually an.
Why is that difficult? I'm trying to understand this. Why is that difficult?
Well, it's not difficult. It's if it's the only one available, you got to go. You're going to use it. But the first choice is like, for example, if there are five urinals against the wall, you're going to choose if they're all unoccupied. As a guy, you walk in, you're going to choose one on the very end.
You just added a urinal.
You're not. I know, but the point is, you don't want to put yourself in the middle one.
You don't want to roll up next to a homie.
The second
be like,
one.
Hey.
Or that.
It's not like a parking lot is what you're saying.
Either.
I mean, you got to
right.
leave space because no.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is.
So glad I'm not a dude.
Yeah. If it's malfunctioning too or if it's dirty or whatever, you're going to
I'm told
it
that you all will wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
You will literally wait so you don't stand next to someone at an empty urinal right next to somebody
that's
else.
That's not 100% true.
Steve, is that true? I don't mean to like pry into y'all's business, but I'm fascinated. I did not know any of this. I am this years old, and I did not know.
Kane is right for the most part, yeah. All his logic checks out.
Your logic checks out, Kane.
I'm happy to hear that. But yeah, so if you're in the fifth one, like you're in the...
Well, then
urinal?
Why do they make the bathrooms like this?
What do you mean?
Well, then why don't they like put up dividers? If this is universally known throughout mandom.
Mandom?
Mandom. Mandom has rules.
Not interested in that word.
No. You know what I mean? Like in the miniverse.
Okay.
If this is universally known throughout the miniverse, then
right.
why don't they help brothers out and put some stalls up between
and
your urinals?
Some do, but in like sporting events... And sporting
they treat y'all like a cattle call?
Arenas and stadiums, there are no dividers for the most part.
So glad I'm a girl.
In the old days, do you remember the old Busch Stadium?
Yeah.
We just lay it all out around a trough.
I did not need to know that.
Yeah.
So glad I'm a girl.
How it goes.
See, I feel like you guys, I feel like the men-iverse is a little bit more courteous to each other than the women-iverse.
You're probably right, based on things I've heard from you.
Because, like, ladies will go into stalls, and they don't tell a girl if you're out of squares.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If you ever saw Seinfeld, can you spare a square? They don't help people out. Like, I will come to the aid. I will be like, don't go here, or don't go here. This is why I don't like, I rarely ever do this, because I really I hate public restrooms. Everything's gross. That's where my germophobia has not ended. Yeah. But I did not know that there was a whole rule about this with the urinals. So, like, if somebody comes up next, is it sus if you're at a urinal and there's all these empty ones and someone comes stands up right next to you? Is that a big no-no?
Yes.
Yeah. If there are, like, three or
Steve
four.
Steve jumped in on that. Do you hear how fast he jumped in on that? He's like, yes.
It is a no-no. If there are five against the wall, you're at one at the end, and he comes and stands next to you, yeah, that's no. No. You don't do that. You go to the one that's one away from you. at minimum.
It's like a courtesy.
Right,
like
as a courtesy. Right, that's all it is. I mean, if they're all available and open, why the heck are you coming standing next to me for?
So if there's an empty row, do you have courtesy in your mind when you choose?
Yeah.
Really? So like, you'll
I'll choose the one
space
at the very end so that the other four, there, he has three choices at that point, the next person walking in. Three. There's no need to stand next to me.
I have no idea about this. I love the rules in Metaverse. I just think that you guys are a little more courteous than women.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.